We're back with more of a tribute to Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller. Well, we were speaking, we just heard, of course, the 1935 recording. Truly the beginning of it for at least his own orchestra. Of course, a little before that, he'd been the arranger for the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra for a couple of years, as a matter of fact, some of those great old Decasides. Then in 1936, Ray Noble came to America, and Glenn Miller was hired as the arranger. And it's at this time that Glenn Miller, if you want to use the expression, discovered the famous Glenn Miller sound. He submitted the sound to Ray Noble. Ray Noble turned it down. Glenn Miller went on with his own orchestra about 1937. In the early part of 1938, he had two separate bands, and even at that time, he didn't utilize his own famous style. But in 1938, he made his first record for Bluebird, which was the old subsidiary of the Victor Company. On September the 27th, then, here is the first record bearing what we call the Miller sound. It was a hit tune at the time, too, My Reverie. Remember the old Bluebird records? I do. We're very lucky in our library here to have some of the copies of some of the very, very early broadcasts of Glenn Miller. One of his great hangouts in that era of 39, going into 1940, was the very famous Hotel Pennsylvania, the Café Rouge. And would you like to hear a copy of one of his late evening broadcasts? Listen.
The National Broadcasting Company invite you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Once again, Moonlight Serenade, harmonic herald of some of the nation's finest dance music, sends your way the music of one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller and his famous orchestra. Playing in the smart, spacious setting of the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City. We invite you to listen to Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenaders. Glenn Miller oils things up and puts everybody right in the well-known groove with his opening number, Symphony in Riffs. About 48 hours from now, a gay world premiere crowd will be commenting on Walt Disney's famous and much-heralded Pinocchio. The music to this great masterpiece is already well-known, but with the help of Glenn Miller and several other bands around the country, and Glenn has made quite a name for himself with his version of When You Wish Upon a Star, and Ray Eberle sings. Thank you.
Your heart is in your dream. No request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star and dream pursue. Fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Upon a star, your dreams come true.
Extremely rare copy of one of the Glenmiller air checks taken from the Coupe Rouge, 1939, September that year, at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Oh, there's much more of the story of Glenmiller. In a few minutes, we're going to get to listening to some of the people that knew him intimately. But right now, we have to hear this.